Hello and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Ben Miller and I'm the Campus Life Pastor for the Marion Campus. Many consider love to be an emotion or a feeling. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a good romantic comedy? We often think of love in a way that idealizes romance, but I think in many ways that cheapens the biblical view of love. Our key passage for the devotional this morning is 1 Corinthians 13:13, which says, "Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Faith, hope, and love abide. The greatest of these is love. Many of us have heard this passage in wedding ceremonies, but this verse, and the entire chapter for that matter, isn't referring to romantic love. It's about loving one another as the body of Christ. That's because love is so much more than a feeling. It's so much more than just romance. In this past weekend at Marion, we looked at the difference between lust and love. Lust is the opposite of love. Lust doesn't care who it hurts. It cares about being fulfilled and it cares about not getting caught. Lust doesn't know any moral boundaries. It seeks to destroy innocence and consume. It looks at people as objects, but love is so different. Love values the hearts and lives of others. Love is concerned with the well-being of others. It sees people as made in the image of God. Love cares and it fights for what is right. In John 15:13, Jesus defines love this way: "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." He's saying there is no greater love than the sacrificial kind of love it takes to lay down your life for someone else. How does Jesus define this love? He defines it as sacrifice. The problem with lust is that it's very short-sighted. After consuming, lust makes the heart very unsatisfied, lonely, guilty, shameful. But the opposite of lust is love. Love is sacrifice. It's doing whatever it takes to bless and value others. Love values the sanctity of marriage, the promises and vows of marriage. It values the children of marriage. And it values all marriages and is sad when one ends. Love cares about someone else so much that making things right is more important, more valuable, more powerful than the idea of getting caught and having to face the consequences of damaged lives and relationships. But notice here that Jesus wasn't limiting love to romance and marriage. He was saying that real love, the kind that values others, doesn't have a limit. Real love will fight for those around them, all the way up to and including the cost of their own lives. Love is the ultimate sacrifice. It might not be blatantly obvious here, but there's also a value being placed on commitment. You see, it takes a level of commitment to love and protect others, all the way up to and perhaps including your life. That's a really big statement. It's saying, "I'm so committed to those that I love that I would do whatever it takes for their ultimate good. I'm committed to praying for them, for valuing them, for listening to them even when I don't want to, for comforting them when they're down." This level of sacrifice and commitment is the kind that Jesus showed for us and still shows for us. He loved people all day long, every day while he was here, and he is now in heaven doing the same thing. He laid down his life for us. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You know, he loves us so much that he actually did lay down his life for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, even the sins of lust, so that we can have eternal life and a right relationship with him that starts right here, right now, where we're still here on this earth. He didn't start loving us after we cleaned ourselves up and got things right. No, while we were still sinners, wading waist deep in the muck and mire of our messy lives, Jesus Christ died for us. He knows the sins that we've committed in our lives, and he loves us anyway. Maybe you're listening to this Drivecast and you've got someone you love battling an addiction with lust, or maybe you are fighting that battle yourself. Maybe you've made some mistakes with sexual immorality and it plagues your heart with guilt and shame. Jesus tells us to confess our sins to him, and he's faithful to forgive us. But our diligence against this sin cannot stop here. Our commitment for love can't stop here. If we're going to fight for what is right, when it comes to the battle of lust in our culture, then we are living in a time of war. And as good soldiers, we can't sit back idly and claim victory until this war is over. Folks, this war isn't going to be over until we arrive at those pearly gates. Fight lust in your home. Maybe that's using internet filters and parental controls on devices and streaming services. Maybe it's just you or someone you love getting help, like real help, through peer groups or therapy. Winning this war takes radical repentance, and we need to do whatever it takes. We need to be that committed to loving others that we are willing to sacrifice whatever it takes for their good. Would you pray with me? God, we're so thankful for you setting the example of love in our lives. God, you loved people every day and you still do today. You're not going to stop loving people. You meet us where we're at. While we were still sinners, you died for us on that cross. We are so grateful for that sacrifice, and I'm so grateful for the example it sets for us on how to love those around us. May we be committed to sacrificing whatever it takes to love those around us. We give this to you, God. We pray that for anybody who might be listening to this morning and they're battling addiction, I pray that, God, you would help them to get the help they need. Pray that you would help them to find help. And God, for all of us, I pray that we would be diligent in fighting this fight by setting up barriers in our homes and things that we need to do to protect those we love. Pray that you'd give us wisdom and how to apply that in our lives. God, we love you. We give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.